During his earthly ministry, Jesus continually taught the crowds that followed him. People from all classes of society gathered round to hear him. Among these, there were tax collectors, known as publicans, who were often dishonest, and other social outcasts, but there were also scribes and Pharisees. These proud, upper-class Jews would never associate with people of doubtful reputation, so they muttered among themselves, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he said, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." And he told them a parable. Suppose a man has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me." I tell you that in the same way, there is joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found the coin that I lost." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Then Jesus told them another parable, to illustrate God's love for every sinner who reforms his ways and turns to God. There was a man who had 2 sons, he said. One day the younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So the man divided his property between the 2 sons. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had and set off for a distant country. There he squandered his wealth in dissolute living. After he had spent all he had, there was a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself to a citizen of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. He was so starved that he longed to satisfy his hunger with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Then he came to his senses and said to himself, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went back to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and had compassion on him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let us have a feast and rejoice. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the fields. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come back,' the servant replied, 'and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became very angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered, 'Look, all these years I've been working for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property comes home, you kill the fatted calf for him.' 'My son,' the father replied, 'you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.'" With this parable, Jesus taught the scribes and Pharisees that even great sinners like the publicans and other social outcasts were no less loved by God and would be received in heaven with joy if they repented and returned to God with all their hearts. Next episode, the parable of the rich man and Lazarus and the coming of the kingdom of God.